Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Welcome to Overtime on the Ice. I'm Jenna Harner, joined by Phil Bork and Dane Kovacevic. Guys, it is two of the best words in all of sports. Game 7, everything on the line for the Penguins and the Rangers Sunday night. We're going to start, though. We'll rewind a little bit, go back to Game 5, that hit from Jacob Trouba on Sidney Crosby that eventually took him out of the game. Multiple reports saying that it's a concussion. It looks like a concussion. You never want to speculate. But with concussions, it's always so difficult, too, because you can miss one game. Borky, like you said earlier, you can wake up and be totally fine, or it can be something that lingers for a while. And it's especially troubling to see, too, for a guy like Sidney Crosby, who's had a history of concussions. I guess we could just kind of start with the fact, what did you think of the hit? Because there's so much discussion about it. The league deciding to do nothing. They didn't call a penalty, didn't even go for a suspension, didn't even look at it. They said, yeah, we're just kind of, it is what it is type thing.
It's filthy. I can't come up with a better word for it than that, Jenna. The intention is there. You don't just skate towards someone with the chicken wing elevated like this and say, oh, yeah, just a hockey play, just following through there. On top of that, you have Gerard Gallant in the previous game in Pittsburgh saying we're soft, 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 and he actually used the term four times. Trouba echoes it over the course of the week, and they end up just magically headhunting. What do you know in Game 5? What I can't stand about this, in addition to the head injury, in addition to who it was to, is this notion that you could use this as a tactic, that you can eliminate the other team's best player or players. And let's remember that Trouba had an even worse infraction that also wasn't called earlier in that game in attempting to go after Gensel with the other chicken wing into the glass. This is, hockey's got to find a way to get rid of this, but hockey first has to take it even remotely seriously. Phil, there wasn't even a hearing, a fine, nothing.
Let's start with Gerard Gallant kind of whipping up his players, and obviously they take two penalties in the first shift of the game. And Trouba, you're right, going headhunting for Jake Gensel's head. I think that would put the referees on high alert, number one. Number two, the hit itself, I understand in the playoffs, dirty hockey. Walk the line. Go over the line once in a while. But if you're separating shoulders, if you're cracking sternums, I'm all for that. But when it comes to the head, it's a different conversation. And so I understand also that a lot of these hits, they get missed by the referees, or they're afraid to call it during the playoffs. I get all that. But when you, as a league, when you're talking about your best player, whether it's Connor McDavid or it's Sidney Crosby, I think it goes under a different microscope. And he didn't just bump his head on the ice. He didn't just all of a sudden go to the bench and have a concussion. He's concussed. He got hit in the head. And for the league to look the other way, it's downright embarrassing.
It really is, especially against the star players, too. You have to hold people accountable. There has to be some sort of, hey, this can't happen. We are laying down a statement. You can't do this, or this will happen for you. You have to set a bar. You have to set an example. And the league doesn't do that, unfortunately, in cases like this, which is what needs to change. There's no doubt about that. So we don't know about Crosby's status. We hopefully will learn a little bit more going into Game 7. Tristan Jarry's status, also a bit of a question mark. He has been participating with the team. He's taken a lot of good progress. Mike Sullivan called him taking morning skate, the optional skate with the team, ahead of Game 5 a big step. And obviously, him doing the same thing ahead of Game 6 was a big thing. Guys, if he is even close to, I want to say 75-80%, you feel like he has to play here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I don't want to play, you know, doctor here or medical staff or whatever, but when you're talking about concussions, Jenna, like what Crosby and Ricard Raquel presumably have, you put that over here into a special bracket, okay? Yeah. That's a different thing. That can affect a human being's life. We're talking about, by all accounts here, when it comes to Jarry, a fractured foot. That's a pain tolerance issue. Now, yeah, of course, pain tolerance can affect performance, okay? If you feel something, you know, you're not going to react normally here. But I tell you, I was right behind Jarry's net in Madison Square Garden the other night and watching him at the skate. And he wasn't pushing off the way you'd want to be. He wasn't 100%. But you know what? I will take him in net, tied to that net like Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks, over what we've seen from Louis Domingue. And I'm not even taking a shot at Louis here. He is what he is. He's an AHL goaltender. But Jarry's got to be in there. He absolutely's got to be in there for Game 7, Phil.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Yeah, I will say the one thing about that type of injury that we probably don't know that much about, Jarry, Dejan, with Jarry, is that lateral movement that you talked about.
Yes, right? Planting.
As a goaltender, and how much you depend on being able to put so much pressure on one foot to the other foot, sliding back and forth. With that being said, it's Game 7. There's no tomorrow. That if you've got to stick a needle in that foot, and again, I don't know how well he can perform with some numbness in your foot as a goaltender. These are a lot of things that we haven't really talked about or know that much about. But at the end of the day, I've seen players take needles in places that are unspeakable. Ooh. To find a way to play a playoff game. You find a way, and you're right, everybody's pain tolerance is a little bit different, so maybe you just numb it up a little bit, but maybe you numb it up all the way. It depends on what is going to help him perform at his best, but at the end of the day, we really need Tristan Jarry to be in there to win Game 7.
Yeah, this will be a big game, and that is a big understatement at that. Well, thank you guys so much, and thank you for joining us on Overtime on the Ice.